following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Coosa Valley Orthopedics Tip-Off Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Good afternoon and welcome to Classic Country 90.9 for Volunteer Basketball. Sorry, it's been running a little bit late. We had a couple of games play. We had a JV girls game that started at 3:30, ran a little long, then a JV boys game. And they just wrapped up. Now we're getting warm-ups, and we're about 3 minutes away from the tip of the girls' game. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems. We also got Heath Bone here. And, this is a very important game here. Moving in, this is an opportunity for the Volunteer girls. With a win here would cause a flip. For the area champion, if the Volunteer girls could pick up the win.
Well, and you know, you're right. It's come down to this one game, and of course, we lost to them over at Briarwood a couple of weeks ago, and we've got to win this game to force that tie. Both teams have defeated every other team twice in area play. So this is the final game, and it will determine the two, or the one and the two seeds.
Coach, just a very, very important game here, and talking with Coach Bishop a little bit today, he's excited about the opportunity. You know, they fell pretty hard, actually, to Briarwood, but it was mainly a run in the middle of that game that he felt like gave them problems, a big run by the Briarwood team.
The Briarwood Lions.
Yeah, well, I'm looking. I'm not sure. I thought I had the right to roster, but I may not. So you think I should have checked that before?
Well, I've got it in the scorebook from the previous.
Okay, well, got it right. I saw a number I didn't see. Okay, but
Coach, squared away.
I'm squared away. I got myself worried here. I'm right. But we're about 1 minute away. We're going to take a quick break and come back with the opening tip. The Volunteers against the Briarwood Lions here at Central High School of Clay County on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Defense wins championships. When it comes to flu season, a good defense can help keep the flu from invading your home. The drugstore now features grab-and-go flu defense kits with essential flu meds and supplies. Have a college student in your home? These are perfect for taking back to school. The phone number to the drugstore is 256-354-3784. Located next to the Clay County Hospital, where your health is their main concern. The drugstore, proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
Honey's Home Cooking. The sound of that probably takes you back to your mom's special dish or those meals at Grandma's house. A meal at Honey's Cafe may not cause you to spend hours in the kitchen, but it tastes just like you did. Located at 60 Park South in Lionville, Honey's Cafe features meats and vegetables that are cooked fresh each morning. Open Sunday through Friday from 10:30 to 2. Their phone number is 256-396-9101. Honey's Cafe is proud to bring you Volunteer Athletics on the Clay Central Sports Network.
This is Clay Central Basketball on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Presented by First Bank of Alabama, Alta Point Health, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Central Alabama Community College, Radio Alabama Sports, and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Sponsored by Frank's Point of View, First State Bank, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Don's Pawn and Jewelry, Integrity Cabinets, Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Sassy's Convenience Store, Honey's Cafe, Poultry South, Blair's Family Farm and Market, Atkinson Homes, Benhody Experience Foundation, Hill Auto Sales, First Capital Insurance, Matthews Meat Market, Buddy's Sports Country, Clay County Economic Development Council, Piggly Wiggly of Ashland and Lineville, Highway 9 Tire, Farmhouse and Company, and Ashland Auto Parts. Now, here's color analyst Coach Jerry Weems and the voice of Clay Central High School Athletics, Rusty Taylor.
We welcome you back here to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network, and the tip is controlled by the Briarwood Lions here. Lions with the basketball, and that is Anna Tatum Baker with it. There's a ball poked away by Mia Lindsay, but gathered back up. That's number 13, Sasha Municher. Back to Anna Tatum Baker. Out to number 32, Emma Curley, a key player here for the Lions. Out to 13, that's Sasha Municher. Municher again to Baker. Baker guarded by Mia Lindsay. Showing a lot of patience is the Lions. There's a shot from the elbow up. Hits rim, no good. Rebound. They're stripped away. Lions had it, but it's stripped away as they go up for the shot. And that's Ramiah Billingsley will bring it up the floor. Billingsley over to Lindsay back.
Well, we've got the Lions opening up in a zone defense, so the Volunteers will have to show a lot of patience here working against it.
They get it down there to Smith, back out. Good ball movement. Got Billingsley a wide open three. It hits back rim, no good. Rebound to the Lions. Lions back up the floor. That's Baker. Baker guarded by Mia Lindsay. She comes across the timeline. 6:43, no score here. Baker looks to drive all the way to the basket, lays it up and in. Anna Tatum Baker, just a good drive to the basket and lays it up and in, and the Briarwood Lions are up 2-0.
Yeah, Mia Lindsay was guarding her there, and somehow or another Tatum Baker rather got by Lindsay for that layup.
Smith with an open shot from the corner. It's long, no good. Rebound number 32, Emma Curley, and they're back on the move are the Lions. The ball almost stolen away from Baker by Mia Lindsay. There's another drive to the basket. Runner up, no good. Rebound goes. That was by number 5. That's Sarah Travis. Her shot in it. And there's Baker's three-pointer, no good. Mia Lindsay's back on the move on the long rebound. Good look down low and late up and in there for the Volunteers. And that's number 15, Zakira Heflin. Almost a steal on the inbounds, but number three, Nariah Brock's going to be called for the bump. Tied up at 2 here, 5:46 to go, opening period. A little bit late getting going as there was 2 games earlier, 4 games in a row here tonight.
And that first game went way past the time that it should have.
Curley showing her height, comes in, shoots, no good, gets the rebound, kicks it out. Actually, that was, and there's a three-pointer up and good by number 13, Sasha Municher. 5-2, the Lions lead.
Yeah, you can't leave her open because she drilled that one.
Mia Lindsay this time brings the ball up the floor. She's guarded by Baker. Mia drives and just loses the basketball out of bounds.
Well, Mia needs to understand they're playing a zone, and she can't dribble through that zone, which she tried to do then. She was cut off and lost the ball there along the baseline.
Emma Curley, coach, listed at 6 foot for the Lions, and she looks every bit of it.
Yeah, tall, lanky.
Junior. She's a junior. Over to Travis. Travis dribbles down, kicks it out to Curley, and back up to Baker, and the Lions are reset. Baker over to Curley. Curley has the ball poked away by Mia Lindsay. She dribbles, passes it down. Good give and go. That's a good move to the basket. Claire Crawford on the give. Emma Curley to the basket, and it's good.
And, you know, that's a play I've observed. All three of their teams today use that give and go. And they've gotten a lot of baskets off of it.
Ramiah Billingsley gets an open three-point look. It doesn't go. Baker with the rebound for the Lions. Up to Municher. Municher dribbles over on the right wing, and they'll reset. over to the top of the key, Sarah Travis. Travis guarded here by Diamond Heflin. Back over to Anna Tatum Baker. Over to Curley on the left wing. Back to Travis. Travis drives, kicks out. Another three-pointer for number 13. It bounces around and rolls in, and that is Sasha Muniker, and she's hit two. And Coach Bishop wants a timeout as they lead 10-2 here quickly with 3:59 to go. We'll take a quick break as we take this Poultry South timeout.
You know, Classic Country 90.9 is a non-commercial radio station, which means we can't air regular advertising that contains calls to action or language suggesting you should purchase something. Meaning, we have to state more facts rather than use a lot of adjectives and verbs to convey messages. Even what you're hearing right now isn't considered an advertisement. It's a message. And this message is clear. Toyota of Sylacauga. Work the drive and they'll prove it. We can say that because it's their tagline. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9. If anybody's trying to pick up the live feed, having some technical difficulties, hopefully we'll get that up and running here shortly. But right now, you just got the voices of myself, Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, Coach Chris Heron, and Heath Bone over there working on the live screen. There's a three-pointer up and good, Coach, and that'll be good. That's Nariah Brock. And that's a big shot for the Volunteers, cutting that lead in half. Yeah, there's a steal by Diamond Heflin.
We needed that basket bad.
And Mia Lindsay looked to force it down low. A big chance there to score on two trips, but that three-pointer cuts into that lead, and the ball showing a little speed. And you know, this may be a team, Coach, they need to speed up. Curley drives. Looks like she got by with a slide of the foot. But no call, and her turnaround jumper's good.
Well, if she gets into the paint, she's going to be almost unstoppable because she towers over anybody that we have.
There's a good look down to Brock. Brock shot up under the basket, hits the bottom of the backboard, no good.
Well, missing those point-blank shots tonight are going to get us in a hole pretty quick.
There's the jumper there by number five, Sarah Travis. It doesn't go. Rebound and try putback, Clara Crawford. It doesn't go, but she's fouled. She's going to be fouled by number 10 for the Volunteers. That's Diamond Heflin.
Yeah, Diamond got her on the arm as she went up.
Odd. Looking free throw shot. First one's no good for Crawford. Balls trail 12-5 to the Briarwood Christian Lady Lions. Of course, the Volunteer boys will play next. And she misses them both, but the rebound's gathered up by Muniker of the Lions.
Yeah, that rebound bounced way out, and Muniker brought it in.
They're going to call a travel. And I think that's a good call. I'm going to tell you, which Heflin was that? Diamond or Zakira Heflin went up and going to get the steal, Coach, and really just caused her to slam on her feet and slide them, and she was called for the travel. I think that was
Heflin's been playing good here lately.
Trying to force a look down low, and then
we've got to take better care of the basketball here.
We were looking that time for India Glenn, but they're not going to give you a lot of open passing lanes through the side of that zone right there. Mia Lindsay got by with her own travel. She kind of lost the ball. Ramiah Billingsley, though, picks up the ball and fires a three-pointer. 12-8. Ball's hanging in there, hitting a couple of threes. Balls has some young ladies that can hit the three, and that's going to be key tonight, I do believe. Lines with the basketball over to Curley. Curley down to Muniker, and Muniker got lost and missed the layup. Crawford's put back. She didn't miss that, and it's up and good.
Well, that was a back cut from the top that ended up in a layup. Missed, but the put back was falling in good.
Leah Lindsay with the basketball. Dribbles over into the left corner and lost the basketball, but it was last touched by a Lady Line.
Yeah, the rebounds, particularly on the offensive end, Rusty, right now, Briarwood has a 10-1 lead on the glass.
There's get the ball. Good inbounds to Heflin. Heflin's shot off the backboard. No good. Just too hard. Baker's pass back is court. Deflect, and then they're going to call back court. A good call.
Yeah, she was in the back court and jumped in the air, but she had never established herself in the front court. And Billy Paul, he's with us again tonight. He won't miss that one.
He likes us, doesn't he, Kevin?
Yeah, he likes to come up here. He must like the hot dogs or something.
Maybe it's the nachos.
Because he's here regular.
You know, the other day, you know, we had to finally send somebody after him. I thought he was probably in those nachos, Ricky, and Ricky knew, and our scorekeepers, our scoreboard keepers always get in trouble about. Kind of an odd look there as Bailey James drives the baseline, but they're going to say she stepped out of bounds before any contact or other issues happened.
She was defended fairly well and had nowhere to go and kept trying to force her way in and stepped out.
Baker up the side, but ran down from behind by Zarekia Heff, and she pokes the ball out, but it goes up into the stands. A lot of, you know, Heflin, very athletic.
And her motor runs wide open.
She's still a young player, too. That's the good thing for the Vols. Over to Curley in the corner. Curley drives. Curley lost the ball and got her own loose ball. Puts it up. No good. Fight for the rebound. Here's a line. Got a jump ball.
We just can't seem to corral any loose ball here.
And the possession area is in favor. We got a jump ball, Coach. Possession area in favor of the Balls.
All right, let's see if we can cash in on it. The first quarter clock is about to expire here.
35 seconds to go in it, Coach. Balls trail 14-8. Hanging in here with the Briarwood. Big game here. The ball win would send it to a coin flip for the winner of the area. There's a shot up by Amy Glenn. It does not go, and we got another tie-up. This time the possession area is in favor of the Lady Lions.
Well, the Lions will have an opportunity here to get the last shot of the first quarter. Brock and Searcy check in for.
Clara Anderson will be inbounding. Looks like she's going to try to. I don't have a 24. But she is in. Did we make that change last time? You have a 24, don't you, Coach?
On our roster?
On theirs.
Well,
there she is, Grace Garrett. There's a 24 and a 2. I do have her.
But why does she have two numbers listed?
Well, she's got two on the roster, and I bet she played. Maybe it's a jersey issue. Baker's going to fire up the three. It's no good. Garrett gets it. Her runner's up and good.
Yeah, another offensive rebound.
Right now the Lions doubling up the Volunteers as the buzzer's going to sound the end of first period. It's 16-8. You are listening to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. We're going to take a break, come back, recap this first period, and get ready for the second right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Sarah Honda, Nissan, and Ford of Sylacauga, located on Highway 280 in Sylacauga, serve Clay, Tallapoosa, Talladega, and Coosa counties, as well as the entire Coosa Valley. The dealerships provide a range of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, including Honda, Nissan, and Ford models, backed by the Sarah Promise. The Sarah Promise includes a commitment to quality service and a lifetime powertrain warranty on vehicles. Sarah Honda, Nissan, and Ford of Sylacauga. Inventory and information about the Sarah Promise online at sarah280.com.
second quarter action is brought to you by Integrity Cabinets. Integrity's promise is to always conduct business with integrity. Integrity Cabinets on Highway 49 in Lineville.
As we start the second quarter, it's Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, Chris Aaron, and Heath Bone. Coach, you got some stats from the first period.
Well, the rebounding is out of sight here in favor of Briarwood, 13-4.
As they pick up another one there on the three-point shot. 13-4, Coach. Was the turnovers pretty close?
Turnovers are close. We've got four, they've got three, so that's really not a factor at this point.
Curley with a basketball for the Lions. Lions lead 16-8 here. There's a runner-up and no good by Grace Garrett. Rebound there to Billingsley. Good to get a rebound there. But it's going to be hard to win this game if we can't get that rebound total close.
Yeah, we've got to reverse that number.
Over to Smith. Ashante Smith goes cross court to Brock. Brock dribbles down to the block, back up to Billingsley. Billingsley with a little fake. Good look. That's the way to get in there. That's a great look right there for Billingsley. Down to Zygeria Heflin, and Heflin lays it up and in.
Yeah, she made a great pass, a diagonal pass from the top.
There's a ball cross-courted over to, almost lost out of bounds, but back over to Baker. If you've been looking for the stream, it is back up. Heath Bones got it back up and running, or up and running. You can join that now. You can, anybody that wants to watch on YouTube or Facebook, that is available now, or if you know somebody that does. There's a ball stolen away by Heflin.
Pretty good defense by Zycaria, making a break on that ball after playing on the side of the offensive player. Ends up in a jump ball.
Did he call a jump ball? I thought Bishop was trying to call a timeout, and they didn't give it to him. So that's hot. His signal for jump ball is different than I'm accustomed to seeing. Lions with the basketball. 6:18 to go first half. They lead 16-10 over the Lady Vols. Over to number 21, Clara Anderson. Anderson out to Curley. Curley's three-pointer no good. And Mia Lindsay could not.
Collect that ball.
Yeah.
Diamond Heflin checks in for Ashante Smith.
Briarwood inbounding the ball on their own baseline. They got a good inbounds play, and they get a lay-in for Emma Curley. I don't know how she gets lost, Coach.
Well, she ran another back cut, and they screened her defender right there on that inbound play.
But, you know, you got to be expecting to try to get the ball to Curley. There's another good look to Diamond Heflin. She's fouled. She'll go to the line shooting too, but Billingsley doing a good job of getting up in the air, dishing that ball over that zone down for some good looks for the Lady Vols.
That foul went on Clara Crawford. That's the first foul called on them this game.
First free throw is no good.
That is Diamond Heflin at the line. Some discussion here by the officials.
I think they're discussing the possession error.
Well, it's changed pretty rapidly if Ricky.
Well, right now it looks right because they just got it just a minute ago down on the odd-looking jump ball call. Diamond Heflin's free throw went halfway down and found its way back out.
Yeah, tough luck on that one. But it ends up going off of a line, so we'll get the ball inbounds underneath our basket.
Trailing by 18-10, 5:46 to go first half. Lady Vols with a basketball. Looking inbound it, and she throws it right off the back of the backboard.
Yeah, that was a... She tried to throw it to the opposite side.
She forgot that there was a goal there.
And it hit,
I mean, honestly, she did.
It hit right on the backboard, the back of it.
About halfway up. She might have made the basket if it had been turned around. Almost a steal by Mia Lindsay, and then she pokes it out. But Baker still gets it. We're going to get a jump ball. Possession error will be in favor of the Vols. There's a lot went on there in that few seconds.
Yeah, a lot went on. They end up in a jump ball.
Billingsley will be inbound on the ball. 5:30 to go, first half. Lady Vols trail 18-10 here to the Briarwood Lions. Lady Lions Volunteer boys game against the Lions will be next. Last regular season area games for these squads here tonight. Sylacauga will actually be playing Shelby County on Tuesday night. Found that out today. There's a foul underneath. That should be a shooting foul, which is saying Mia Lindsay did a line. She was pretty good from the line last night, I do believe. Where Coach Herron got the play-by-play, by the way. Jumped in on an emergency call there. Mia Lindsay's first free throw's up and no good. I had to mention it, didn't I, Coach? You trained me better than that. And she makes the second. Lead down to 7, 18-11, 5:11 to go here first half. You're listening to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sport Network here at Central High School of Clay County, where the Volunteers are hosting the Briarwood Lions. Right now we're in ladies' action. Out to number 33, Crawford. Crawford over to Curley. Open three-point look does not go. Rebound goes to Mia Lindsay. Mia Lindsay one-on-one with Curley, and she takes it to the basket. Curley's going to be called for the foul. She felt like she got a clean block there, but must have. I believe she got her with a body a little bit before she got.
Well, she was running on the side all the way down, and I think it was a good
call. There's a good free throw by Mia Lindsay. That lead down to 6.
Chipping away at that lead.
Absolutely, Coach. She misses the second, fight for the rebound, and we've got another tie-up. Ricky New got the possession arrow the other way. He don't have any nachos down there. He's got it right.
He doesn't have any yet.
Lions bring the ball up the floor. Mia Lindsay, Garden Baker. Ball. Down to Crawford, back out to Curley, over to Baker. Baker looks to Muniker. Muniker shot is no good, but she's fouled hard by number 10, Diamond Heflin.
Well, that was the back cut again. That time Nariah Brock got caught. Not looking at her offensive player. And
Muniker makes the first free throw. 4:23 to go, first half. Lady Vols trail by 7, 19-12 to the Briarwood Lions. That one's up and good. Briarwood right now undefeated in area play in girls action.
Going for the sweep and the champion, the regular season championship.
Billingsley with the basketball. Billingsley over to Mia Lindsay. Mia cross courts over there to Brock. Layup and in. That's good position in there. And Heflin lays it up and in.
Well, that was your standard post up on the block by Heflin.
And we don't get back defensively, but thank goodness the Lions don't handle the passes. Lions quickly get the ball inbounded after the made shot and had a chance for a lay-in but couldn't handle the pass. So they'll reset offensively. Muniker with a basketball. Over to Baker. They get it down to Curley at the free throw line. She kicks it out to Crawford. Crawford's three-pointer is up. And there's a rebound by Heflin. She's knocked down.
I think the official stopped play.
Because she lost her. Heflin lost her glasses. But they're, Briarwood will retain possession on the side. I don't think Heflin liked that no call, but
it looks like, Rusty, we may be in a zone here.
Looks like a 2-3 zone.
And I'm not sure if. Well, that's definitely what we've got.
We're extending the top of that zone out pretty good here. But with their shooting ability, that's a little scary, Coach.
Yeah, they're good outside shooters. They're skipping the ball around pretty good, too.
There's a three-pointer up and no good. Rebound goes to India Glenn. Coach, Vols chipping away at this lead, and I feel like we're kind of matching them on the rebounds. Coach Herring can ignite. We're much better than we were, I'm pretty sure.
Well, this quarter, there's only one difference here in this quarter. They're up 4-3 on the boards this second period.
Which has given the Vols a chance to get, you know, inch back into this
game.
Well,
that's how we've equalized the score.
Out to Shante Smith, back over to Billingsley. Billingsley thought about the three, but gets it down to Heflin. Heflin's first shot no good. Gets her own rebound, puts it back in. And this is a four-point game. These later balls fighting hard.
And that's three times she scored down there on the block. We need to just keep looking for her.
Getting a good angle, good positioning down there, and some good moves. There's an offensive foul with a push-off. That's by number three, Baker. I think there was some frustration shown there. Balls with a basketball. Chance to cut it to a one-possession game. Mia Lindsay. There's a foul called by number five, Sarah Travis.
And that's their fifth foul this quarter.
The Volunteer fans getting a little riled up here, Coach.
Yeah, they're getting upset about things here.
And that's going
to
say
they need to stay calm.
Mia misses the first. She's been 1-for-2 each trip, Coach, I believe.
She's about to shoot her sixth
free
throw.
Look how far she's behind the free throw line. I mean, I mentioned this the other night, but did you notice it right there?
Well,
she's a couple of feet behind.
That's enough to throw you off, no doubt.
Baker over to Municher in the corner. Municher fires up a three-pointer, and she's fouled.
Smith tried to go out and get her, and she did.
And that's going to put her at the line. Balls have cut it to a one-possession game, but Municher got a chance at three free throws here. 2:22 to go in the first half. Lady Vols trail 20-17. And Municher makes the first. 21-17.
She's now 3-for-3 from the line.
There you go, Coach.
That one rimmed around and popped out.
I wonder why.
She'll make the next one, though. It's just good for one time.
Well, and then she makes it. 22-17. She'll probably take 2-for-3 at the line. There's a foul by number three, Baker. That's going to be, I know, at least two fouls on Baker and send.
That's two.
Mia Lindsay to the line shooting two.
When she gets through here, there'll be eight free throw attempts for her in the second quarter.
Look how far she.
Yeah, it's making it more difficult.
And she made the first. I mean, but it's hard to get a.
She's a foot behind the line.
And it's hard to get that same place that way to me. And she's not jumping or anything. She could step up to the line. She makes 1-for-2. She's been consistently at 50%. Now she's going to foul on the defensive end.
That's only two team fouls on the balls this quarter.
Scoreboard shows three, Coach.
It's three.
Ball inbounded to Baker. Baker guarded by India Glenn. 2:05 to go in the first half.
There's the back cut again.
Oh, she traveled. She slid the foot under the basket, clearly, Coach, but got away with it and lays it in.
Yeah, she slid her foot, no doubt.
That's one way to keep her from getting a lay-in.
Yeah, knock her down.
Which is probably a good foul in that situation. You had a foul to give.
Foul on Zakiria Heflin there.
Coach, I don't like to say much, but you got to get that. When she realized she was under the basket, she just slid over about a foot at least, and they don't call it. You got to call that.
Well, we deserved to have the basket scored because we gave up another back cut, not seeing our defender, our person we're guarding.
Curly. Curley guarded by India Glenn. Over to Municher. Curley with a long three. It's no good. Fight for the rebound. Diamond Heflin comes away with it. She gets it to Ashante Smith. Ashante's fouled, and she'll go to the line shooting two. And that's on number three. That's Baker's third.
It is. All in this quarter.
And no, I'm shocked that she hadn't already got Baker out with two. I mean, that is the point guard for the Lions.
Meanwhile, Ashante Smith will go to the line for a couple here.
Smith misses the first. Baker will go out. Number 24, Grace Gary, to go in.
Only eight players in uniform for this Briarwood team.
And she made the second. Ball's hanging in there, Coach. Five-point game, 24-19, 1:22 to go first half.
Ball's in their half-court trap, trying to force things.
Garrett with the basketball. Garrett gets it over to Travis. Travis guarded by Billingsley. It's like they're looking to take their time here. They get it over to Curley. Curley, good cut to the basket, but unable to handle the pass. That'll be a turnover for the Lions.
Had a little screen, a high screen and roll that time. The pass went awry.
Looking for Clara Crawford, and she couldn't handle the pass. Under a minute to go here. Balls trail 24-19. But have been inching back into this thing after getting behind pretty good early. Billingsley over. Shot up by Glenn, no good. Glenn's been having trouble finding her rhythm shooting a basketball lately.
Yeah, we're going to keep seeing zones until we start making some of those perimeter shots.
And Rob Brock and also Zakir Heflin's going to enter. Diamond Heflin's coming out. And India Glenn. 37 seconds. Vols will be inbound in the basketball on their own baseline. Right on the A of Clay Central. They get it out to Smith. Smith, ball fake. Comes in and shoots a laser up against the backboard. It does not go. Briarwood with the basketball. That's Curley. Garrett. Back to Curley. Curley drives. She stepped on the baseline. Good defense down there. Didn't give her the baseline, and she stepped out.
Well, it forced her on out where she her foot caught the line. So we'll get a shot at the last attempt here.
Bailey James enters with 16 seconds to go here in the first half. Bailey hit a big three at the end of a – was it the end of the first half last night or the end of the first quarter? So maybe she can do that again. 12 seconds to go here. Billingsley, open three-point look, fires it up, rims out, no good. Good look. 5 seconds to go, and Curley's on the run. Curley all the way to the basket, was too strong with the lay-in, and that's where we'll end the half. The Lady Lions lead the Volunteers 24-19. You're listening right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. We'll take a little break, total up some stats, come back. Recap the first half and get ready for the second. Stick with us right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Legal troubles got you down? Whether it's a DUI, a divorce, juvenile matters, real estate closings, civil lawsuits, or estate planning, the Law Office of Tyler Sims brings experience, compassion, and results to your legal battles, helping you navigate life's toughest challenges. Phone 256-396-2182 or online at sims.law. The Law Office of Tyler Sims, the official law firm of the Clay Central Sports Network.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network relies on the sponsorship of our listeners and local businesses. Sassy's Convenience Store in Lionville is one of those valuable sponsors. Experts say that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and Sassy's is ready. Sassy's has bacon, ham, pork chop, and sausage biscuit, and you can also add egg and cheese to any of them. They also have homemade gravy biscuits. Located at 88785 Highway 9 in Lionville, Sassy's is a proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
In business since 2012, Poultry South specializes in helping buy or sell poultry farms. The Poultry South team understands the unique needs of their customers, and PoultrySouth.com is now the go-to web portal for poultry farms for sale in Alabama, Georgia, and throughout the Southeast. The website is PoultrySouth.com. The Poultry South team at Southeastern Land Group is proud to support local radio on Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network. One stop at Piggly Wiggly in Ashland and Lineville, and you realize their investment in today's youth. From the cashiers to those mopping the floors to the ones taking your groceries to the car, many of those are local students. They're learning what it takes to be a part of a team and the value of hard work. Piggly Wiggly has been providing young folks an opportunity for years, and that continues today. Piggly Wiggly in the heart of Ashland and Lineville, proud to support our local schools and the Radio Alabama Foundation.
This is the Coosa Valley Wound Care Halftime Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9 and Volunteer Basketball. We're here at the half. The Lady Vols trail 24-19 here to the Briarwood Lady Lions. Coach, share some stats with us. The Lions kind of got a lead there in the first quarter, but since then, the balls are just kind of slowly chipping away.
Well, Briarwood jumped out to an eight-point lead, and the balls have maintained, you know, cut it and maintained their spot here at halftime. So it's been a competitive game. Only two big scores for Briarwood Christian right now, Sasha Muniker leading the way with 10 points, and Emma Curley has 8 points. So those two players have 18 of their 24 points. Zakiria Heflin is leading the Volunteers at the half here with 8 points and doing a good job down on the low block, and her teammates doing a good job getting her the ball down there on that block, and she's made some good post moves to get those 8 points. And one thing tonight, the turnover figure is way down, which is in the Volunteers' favor. Volunteers have committed only 7 turnovers here in this half and have forced 8 from Briarwood Christian. But the biggest difference here is in the rebounding total. Briarwood has a 21-9 lead there, so that means they've had more attempts at the basket, and it means they've gotten more second-chance points. And they're also getting a lot of baskets in the paint because they're beating us back in transition. We've got to start doing a better job, particularly when Emma Curley gets the ball on the defensive end, because she's taking it and driving it all the way to the end and shooting layups. But it's a very competitive game right now. It's anybody's game, I would say, and the Volunteers have got to remain patient. They've done a pretty good job against the zone defense that Briarwood has played, and the Volunteers have played a little bit of man defense and zone, and I think that would be good to keep mixing that up on the defensive end to try to throw the Briarwood offense out of kilter.
We're going to take a break here on Classic Country 90.9. It's Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, Coach Chris Herron. Heath Stroud, old Heathbone, here with us doing the streaming. That is available now. We had a little glitch to start, but he got it up and going there pretty quickly and got everything running, and he should be up and running for the rest of the night right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. And Classic Country 90.9, we'll take a little break. Looks like we're about 4 minutes away from the start of the second half. Lady Vols trailing 24-19 to the Lady Briarwood Lions.
You all know that Matthew's Meat Market has locally raised beef, pork, and chicken. But what else do they offer? How about Schoolhouse Pizza, chicken fingers, and buffalo wings as well? Turnovers and cheesecake. Matthew's also has frozen biscuits and Sister Schubert rolls. Matthew's Meat Market is more than a butcher shop, located on Highway 49, just north of Lineville. Matthew's Meat Market is open Monday through Saturday from 8 till 5. They're closed on Wednesdays. Matthew's Meat Market is proud to be a part of the Clay Central Sports Network.
From sleek modern kitchens to timeless classic styles, Integrity Cabinets has the perfect solution for every home. Their custom cabinets are designed to fit unique needs and taste, ensuring every detail is perfect. Integrity Cabinets, where quality meets integrity, building something amazing together. The phone number is 256-354-1431, and their website is integritycabinets.com. Integrity Cabinets, sponsoring the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
Buying a new automobile is an investment. You want to find exactly what you're looking for. At Hill Auto Sales, you're not tied down to a specific make, model, or color. If you don't see it on the lot, see Kevin Hill, Jeff Colbert, or Tim Carroll, and they'll search high and low to find the car, truck, or SUV just for you. Hill Auto Sales is located in the heart of Lineville. They're open Monday through Friday, and the website is buyfromhill.com. The phone number is 256-396-1100. Hill Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
Classic Country 90.9 relies on the support from area businesses like Honey's Cafe, formerly Miss Anita's Family Restaurant. Honey's offers a daily hot bar featuring Southern-style cooking. They feature a full menu of sandwiches, salads, and catfish, as well as chicken and shrimp plates. They offer catering services and a large dining room for special events. Open Sunday through Friday from 10:30 until 2. Their phone number is 256-396-9101. Honey's Cafe, 60 Park South in Lineville.
This is Clay Central volunteer cheerleader Ansley Shaddix. Our volunteers are on a roll this football season. Howie Nahn, Tower, and Lobel wants to keep you rolling down the road to follow the ball. They have a full-time mechanic on duty, and they have all sides of tires for big and small vehicles. Their phone number is 256-396-3040. Howie Nahn, Tower, and Lobel, a sponsor of the volunteers in the Clay Central Sports Network.
Frank's Point of View, a hidden gem overlooking Talladega National Forest. Enjoy endless views, stunning sunsets, and starry nights. Each spacious RV site includes a picnic table, sun canopy, privacy panel, fire pit, and hammock hooks. Hike miles of scenic trails and let your four-legged friends roam free. Frank's Point of View is online at frankspointofview.com. Phone number 256-456-5800. Frank's Point of View, your perfect getaway awaits.
Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM, Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
It's a new year with new goals and plenty of New Year's resolutions. It's a great time to take a look at your monthly expenses and just do a reset. First Capital Insurance in Lineville could be a great place to start. First Capital Insurance works with several insurance companies to find a plan that fits your needs and your budget. The phone number for First Capital Insurance is 256-396-2131, and they're located at 575 College Street in Lineville. First Capital Insurance is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
Third quarter action is brought to you by Sassy's Convenience Store. All your food and fuel needs are at Sassy's Convenience Store in Lineville.
We welcome you back here. This is Rusty Taylor, joined by Coach Jerry Weems, Coach Chris Herron here helping us, and Heath Bone working on the streaming side. And Coach, we're getting right here close to the start of the second half. Lady Balls hanging in here, trailing 24-19 to the Briarwood. And this is a really important game, obviously, because a volunteer win would cause a coin flip for the area champion.
Well, the Balls
and a host, you know, obviously the area champion host the area tournament, and the girls have never done that.
We're right there in striking range and have the first possession here.
And Billingsley gets called for the travel, and that'll be a turnover.
Yeah, we open up the half with a turnover.
Balls showing a little bit. Man press. There's a steal. That's Heflin. Heflin's first shot up, no good, but putback is good. Down to three again, a one possession game. The Vols have matched this one time, got back within three one time. Curley brings the ball up the floor. Back over to Baker. Remember, Baker playing with three fouls as well. Curley looks to cross court over Muniker. Muniker hit a couple of threes. Maybe, I know it was at least two threes earlier. And over to Curley.
We're playing a zone defense, which I think is a very good idea.
And it seems to be the Lions look to be needing to change offensively what they're trying to accomplish here. Out to Crawford. Crawford over to Curley, over to Baker in the corner back. They're looking down low, but unable to get the pass down there. Baker drives, kicks out Curley. Open three-point look, no good. Long rebound. Baker comes out with it.
Yeah, until they start making those threes, we need to keep zoning them.
Curley with a basketball over to Baker.
Right now, I think they're a little unsure what they really are trying to do offensively.
Baker over to Curley. They dish it off to Crawford. Crawford shot up good. That's a good strong move by Crawford.
Curley delivered to the ball where she can make that move.
26-21, the lead here for the Lions. 6:20 to go here in the third. Over to Brock. Back to Mia Lindsay. Over to Billingsley. Billingsley looks down to Shante Smith and then throws it off of Mia Lindsay's leg. Billingsley gets an open three-point look. It will not go. Good look, but just did not go. We're going to need to make a couple of those alone. There's a shot. Looked like it was blocked by Mia Lindsay, but looks like she's going to be called for the foul.
Yeah, it's going on Mia Lindsay, her second personal.
It's going to send Muniker to the line shooting two. And I say, yeah, I remember she hit a couple threes and then went to the line shooting three and made two. So that's eight of those 10, and she makes the first.
Well, right now we need to focus on Muniker and Curley, because they are the two that scored the majority of their points.
Baker getting out with those three fouls, and she made them both there, which brings in Sarah Travis. And also number 24, Grace Garrett's in for the Lions. Billingsley out to Mia Lindsay. Mia fires up the three. Rebound there by Heflin. Heflin gets position, put back, no good.
And we need to get back, because here comes Curley.
Curley up the floor all the way to the basket, and she's going to be called for the charge. Billingsley takes the charge down under the basket.
Well, we did what we needed to do that time. We got back and we stopped her and drew the charge.
Lions lead back up to seven. Mia Lindsay over to Billingsley. Billingsley over to Mia on the right wing. All the way over to Brock, open three-pointer, and she drains it. Her second of the night. That's a big made three, and the ball's back within four.
Narao Brock with a big three.
28-24, here's the lead for the Lions. Travis throws it up to Curley. Curley all the way over to Muniker. Muniker begging for the ball, and that's why if she drains the three. That's her third of the night. Mia Lindsay up the floor. Billingsley will fire up a three, and that one's up no good. But look who's there for the rebound. But her putback's no good by Heflin. They're going to call Mia Lindsay for another foul.
She just picked up her third, and I don't think Coach Bishop liked that one, but it was a foul.
Travis gets it in to Garrett. Garrett to Muniker, back to Garrett. Garrett fires up a three-pointer. Rebound by number 33, Crawford. Crawford kicks it out to Travis. Travis's three, no good. And finally, Heflin gets it, but tries to go too quick and turns it over.
And this will give the Lions another shot, a second chance.
Grace Garrett with the basketball. Over to Curley. Curley back to Muniker. Muniker finds Garrett on the right wing. Garrett's three-pointer, no good. Diamond Heflin with the rebound. Out to Billingsley.
Well, so far in this third quarter, we've been trading baskets with them, and we can't keep doing that.
Mia Lindsay over. Another open look for Brock. That one is no good. Think she rushed that one a touch.
Yeah, she didn't hit anything that time.
31-24, seven-point lead here for the Lions. The ball's inbounded to Curley. Coach, everything pretty much goes through Curley with this Lion team.
Yeah, she handles the ball a great deal of the time.
And with that 6 foot, she's got 4 or 5 inches at least, maybe more on everybody. There's going to be a timeout by the Lions bench. I think she's going to take a full timeout. If she takes this timeout, let's take it with her. Let's poach yourself timeout right here on Classic Country 90.9. The Lady Lions lead the Vols 31-24 right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Dawn's Pawn and Jewelry in Ashland is a trusted local pawn shop with years of experience serving Clay County residents and beyond. The shop has items including jewelry, electronics, tools, guns, and more. With a reputation for reliability, Dawn's Pawn and Jewelry has a secure and friendly environment. Conveniently located on Court Square in Ashland, the shop is a well-known spot in the community for quality goods and trusted service. 256-354-2727. 256-354-2727.
Being first sounds good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO for First Bank of Alabama. For over 176 years, we've been proudly serving our communities with trust, integrity, and personalized banking, putting the important things first, whether it's helping families buy their first home or supporting local businesses. Our mission is to be your financial partner through every stage of life. We're here for you today and tomorrow. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We welcome you back as we just leave Curley standing wide open under the basket. I don't know how you can do that. But
we just didn't see her. We didn't match up with her. And the inbound pass came straight to her for an easy layup.
And this is, I believe, the largest lead of the night for the Lions, as it's a 9-point lead, 33-24.
And India Glenn just fires up another three and hits nothing, and it goes out of bounds.
3:21 to go here in the third.
Well, this could be a danger spot right here. We need to get a stop.
Julia Thompson enters the game for the Lions. Crawford to get a break. Thought Baker got away with a push-off there to get position to get the ball inbounded. Ball was poked out. Thought it might have been touched by the Lions, but it was not. Mia Lindsay was last to get a finger on it. Baker looks to get it to Curley. She's got position. Kick it back out to Baker. Baker's three-pointer is good. 36-24, 12-point lead here for the Lions. 3 minutes to go in the third.
Yeah, they're starting to open it up now, and we need to respond offensively right now.
Yeah, I think you got to respond, Coach, soon. Over to Billingsley. Billingsley to Mia Lindsay. Mia looking to drive, and shot's up no good. Curley with a rebound, and Curley's on the run. Curley all the way to the basket and missed the lay-in.
Rim down on her.
Billingsley gets the lay-in. Mia Lindsay in the backcourt and lays it up and in.
Well, that kind of stops the run temporarily.
Almost throws it away. Baker does a good job of saving that basketball and gets it back up to Grace Garrett. Garrett over to Curley on the right wing. Curley dribbles down in the lane, kicks it back out to Baker for another open three-point. That one went about halfway down and came out. But number 21, Clara Anderson, gets a rebound for the Lions. Gives it off to Garrett, and Garrett's runner's good. 38-26. 1:58 to go here in the third. 12-point lead for the Lady Lions. Over to Billingsley, back over to Mia. Mia Lindsay's three-pointer, no good. Rebound is gathered up by Glenn. Glenn back to Mia Lindsay, back over to Billingsley. Billingsley, three-pointer, no good. Billingsley's all over it, Coach. They're just not falling for it. There's a drive to the basket, up and no good for Baker. Mia Lindsay looks like she's going to take it coast to coast, and it's blocked by Emma Curley.
Well, she finds Curley standing there, and if you try to challenge her, you're probably not going to win that battle.
Curley's gassed, though, and see if they substitute for her, and they will.
Yeah, they're getting her out.
The only reason she was down there, Coach, is she wasn't able to run back down the floor a while ago. But it worked out. Out to Mia Lindsay, back up to Brock at the top of the key. Brock's three-pointer hits front rim, no good. Rebound to Grace Garrett, and Garrett is on the move, goes all the way, and lays it up and in, coast to coast.
Garrett has been a real good role player here for the Lions.
She's starting to score the basketball there for the...
Yeah, she scored the ball that time.
58 seconds to go in the third. And Coach Bishop's going to call a timeout. He's going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll take it with him as we take this Poultry South timeout right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Coosa Valley Wound Care Center offers specialized medical care for wound management. Nurse practitioner Quincy Leach and his team at Coosa Valley Wound Care Center is equipped with advanced resources to address a range of wound types and provides comprehensive care aimed at promoting healing and recovery. Located in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Wound Care Center is integrated into the larger Coosa Valley Health Network, which delivers a range of health services to local communities. Additional details are available online at cvhealth.net.
We welcome you back here to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. It's Rusty Tider, Coach Jerry Weems, Coach Chris Herron doing stats, and Heath Bone on the stream. Good to see Heath Bone back. He's been a little under the weather, and I know what that feels like. Brandy Sears, the end of the game, and she has the ball taken away.
Balls have fallen behind by 14 and just gave up another possession.
Bunch of substitutions here for the Volunteers. As we see number four, Bailey James, also Zakara Lopez into the game, and Brandy Sears. Shante Smith back in as well. Coach Bishop might not have been happy with that last group that was out there. Or maybe he's just trying to give them his last minute.
Well, I think what's happened, he's probably played them a little bit longer tonight than they're used to playing.
Right now the Lions looks like they're just playing for the last shot of the period. Get it out to Municher. Municher been a big scorer for the Lady Lions as well. That's Baker. Baker kicks it out. Three-point shot by Grace Garrett is no good, and that's where we'll end the third with a 14-point lead here for the Lady Lions, 40-26 over the Volunteers. Stick around. The boys' action will follow. We got a quarter to go here in the girls right here on Classic Country 90.9.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs, as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District. Natural gas, comfortable, responsible.
A good coach will tell you that defense wins championships. When it comes to flu season, a good defense can help keep the flu from invading your home. The drugstore now features grab-and-go flu defense kits with essential flu meds and supplies. Have a college student in your home? These are perfect for taking back to school. The phone number to the drugstore is 256-354-3784. Located next to the Clay County Hospital, where your health is their main concern. The drugstore, proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
We welcome you back here, Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. We move into the fourth. Coach, you got some stats of how we got to this point.
Well, the rebounding is starting to get more and more out of hand. They outdid us 9-7 that quarter and 30-16 now through three quarters. So that differential, when you get out rebounded that bad, you're usually behind double figures, and we are.
Curdy with the basketball over Municher. You can tell the patience that the Lions are using right now, leading by 14.
Yeah, they're going to really gear it down this fourth quarter.
Municher. And they're going to get a five-second call, or do they get a timeout call first?
It's a timeout.
They're going to get a timeout here as the Lions going to call a full timeout just before the five-second closely guarded call. We'll take this Poultry South timeout with them right here on Classic Country 90.9.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District, natural gas, comfortable, responsible.
Marble City Urology in Sylacauga offers specialized care in urological health. Marble City Urology features a range of services aimed at addressing various conditions and concerns. Staffed by Dr. Lansing Patterson and his professional team, Marble City Urology focuses on delivering comprehensive patient care. As a part of Coosa Valley Medical Center's health network, it contributes to the community's overall health services. Additional details are available online at cvhealth.net.
We welcome you back here as we get back underway. The Lions with the basketball. Over to Baker. Baker's shot up, no good. Fight for the rebound. There's going to be a foul called against the Lions. See who she's got this on. Number 13, that'll be Muniker.
Our first foul of the game.
Sasha Muniker called for the foul. Lions have a 14-point lead here with 7:11 to go in the game.
Well, that was kind of an empty possession there after Muniker missed that three. It's the only shot attempt they had.
Well, Coach, there's not an empty one. As Nariah Brock hits her third three of the night, 40-29.
Right. She knocked in three threes here.
And that's what the Vols are going to have to probably do to get back into this thing. Make a few, couple more of those.
Well, we need a few stops on the defensive end as
Baker
well.
Baker with the basketball over Muniker. Right now, this patience of the Lions. There's a three-pointer by Baker. Fight for the rebound. No good. And we're still on the floor, and the loose balls came out with by the Lions. Curley fires up the long three. Rebound goes to Julia Thompson. And out to Curley.
They continue to gather in the offensive rebounds.
That looked like a travel. How they got? There wasn't no way we touched that basketball.
Well, the bottom line is, Rusty, we're getting beat to death on the boards. And that's not giving us any kind of a chance to come back here.
Baker looking inbound. The ball thrown back to Grace Garrett. Over to Baker. Baker to Curley. I don't think they want to chop. For some reason, they don't want to call a travel on Curley, though. I'm going to bring my whistle next time. Over to Curley. There's another travel. I mean, you can't slide over and go around somebody with not dribbling. That's not legal, Coach. The Lions throwing it around kind of wildly themselves. They save it in and still get the loose ball. Right now, we're getting out hustled.
Yeah, and every loose ball they're coming up with. Every loose ball.
And I think the Lions, somebody called a timeout. Is the Lions called a timeout? I think she's only got, well, that's the third full she's called, so I guess they're going to give her as many fulls as she wants. We'll take it with her, though. That'll give us a minute to clear our throats right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine serves the greater Coosa Valley and East Central Alabama area. Dr. Anthony Troppiano and his team at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine focus on orthopedic care and sports medicine, offering treatment for various conditions related to bones, joints, and muscles. With a commitment to comprehensive care, Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine supports individuals with medical needs related to orthopedic health. More information is online at cbhelp.net.
Getting a loan from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is so easy, anyone can do it. Is it Get Right, Charlie? Whether you need a personal loan, home equity loan, auto loan, or credit card, you can easily apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or through our apps. Sign your forms online and save yourself a trip to the branch. Now that will make your tail wag. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS ID 464059.
Lions get the ball inbounded over to Baker. With an 11-point lead, they look down to Curley. And Curley's laying it. That's a good set play there to come off out of that timeout.
Yeah, and it ended up with a cut from the backside that we did not cover again.
And that's, and Coach, you missed that game last time, but that was what killed us. That backside cut just consistently. We never stopped it all night. We've done a little better job tonight, but they still hurt us with it.
Yeah, they've hurt us at times here tonight.
No, we never picked that up the whole night last time. Glenn, over to Brock. Brock, three-pointer, no good. She's made three of them tonight, but that one's up and no good. That's Grace Garrett. Shot up, no good. We got some discussion here as the glasses are, again, knocked off. A Diamond Heflin.
Well, the foul goes on Heflin.
And I think, don't have the coach's name here from the Lions. She realized it was a good time to get Emma Curley out. She'd got a little, and Coach Bishop's doing the same there with, I think the frustration was getting built up between the two. The ball on the inbound is stolen away. Mia Lindsay. And Mia Lindsay lost the basketball.
Got a 13-point lead with 5:01 to go. We've got a lot of ground to make up.
Yeah, we're going to have to, as you said, mainly we got to get a stop here defensively.
We got to get some stops.
Baker with a basketball over Muniker. Muniker dribbles down over to Garrett. Garrett shot up, no good, but we don't get the rebound. Crawford's put back, no good. Billingsley with a rebound.
Yeah, Crawford snuck in there and got yet another offensive rebound.
Billingsley looks down to that's and she's fouled, or Diamond Heflin gets a good pass down to Diamond Heflin. I don't know how you can call that on the floor.
You just point to the floor and that's it.
How can you say she wasn't trying to shoot that basketball? If you cannot determine if she was or not, you got to say she was. So I guess you don't have to.
Well, they did get the foul right. Now we've got another one.
This one's going to go on the Rye Brock.
Her second foul, second team foul this fourth quarter.
Then she throws it off the backboard. That's, we've seen that twice tonight.
Very unusual. We've been, in fact, that may be the only two times we've seen it this season.
And Baker cuts in front of the inbounds pass and throws it up to Curley. Curley's pass across to Muniker. Back over there to Garrett. Garrett's pass to Crawford. Crawford missed the lay-in.
Great feed there by
Mia Lindsay through the defense. Up the floor, pulls it back out over to India Glenn. Glenn fires up a three. About halfway down it doesn't go, but Billingsley gets the putback to go. Coach Bishop will call a timeout there with a made shot. Lead down to 11 for the Lions, 42-31, 4:05 to go. We'll take this Poacher South timeout right here on Classic Country, 90.9. It's a 30-second.
Getting a loan from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is so easy, anyone can do it. Is it Get Right, Charlie? Whether you need a personal loan, home equity loan, auto loan, or credit card, you can easily apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or through our apps. Sign your forms online and save yourself a trip to the branch. Now that will make your tail wag. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS ID 464059.
Buddy Sports Country is a proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network. Buddy Sports Country is your local dealer of Benelli, Browning, and Glock firearms. They add more selection and new products almost daily inside the huge showroom. They even feature some used firearms as well. Buddy's also offers a full stock of ammo, plus they have a wide range of fishing supplies. Open 8 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday. Buddy Sports Country, located on Highway 431 at Hollis Crossroads, where sales tax is only 6%.
We welcome you back here. of the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9. But the Lady Balls trail with 4:05 to go to the Briarwood Lions, 42-31.
That last basket by Billings, they only her second field goal of this game, and that somewhat explains why we have 31 points right now.
Over to Baker. Baker up to Municher across the timeline. Municher dribbles down, gets a dish off to Crawford. Crawford missed a point-blank shot. And they turn it over. Coach, they're giving us our chances because they're missing some close point-blank shots.
Now, Municher made a great feed in there to Crawford, and she just couldn't finish the shot. Municher's telling her, come on now, that cost me an assist.
We roll the ball in. Leah Lindsay picks it up and runs past Baker over to Brock. Brock almost turned it over, but Billingsley gets it. Billingsley over to Mia Lindsay. Mia with a three-point look, no good. Rebound to Billingsley. Back to Mia Lindsay. Mia Lindsay's runner-up, no good. And Baker comes out with a rebound.
Had two shots at it that time. Couldn't do it. Zakiria Heflin got hit in the face. It looks like her glasses may be broken this time. I'm not sure what.
I don't see her glasses.
Okay.
Coach Bishop.
Coach's got them.
But Heflin, a tough player, but she's going over in the corner to tough it out.
Yeah, she's trying to shake this one off.
Briarwood will have the basketball. I was on the loose ball. I mean, we didn't see what happened there. Not like the college game where we go to review. I guess we could send Bone. Bone could do a review.
Yeah, he could do it.
Yeah.
He's wondering what we're saying now.
Coach Heron, he don't look like he would be. That's probably as good as the ones that I see each and every SEC basketball game. Billingsley misses a lay-in. I mean, might as well be Bone on the review. Might as well be. And Lions with a basketball. Coach, you go to a lot of basketball games. Oh, that's got to be an offensive foul. It don't have to be.
No, and it's not going to either.
Yeah. All right, what are we going to call here?
We're going to call a foul on Smith. On her back.
I see some weaknesses here on the Briarwood basketball team. They don't like physicality. At all. They're going to call India Glenn with a bat.
She's picked up two quick ones, three now in all, and that'll send the Lions up to the foul line.
Coach Bishop, you don't get to see him get upset much, but he's upset. And I agree with him because we're constantly seeing them shoving us off of them and elbowing, getting room, and then we get called for the foul.
Well, Baker's at the line for two and makes the first one.
Well, this is where I'd love to be blocking out down on the basement, down on the block. And she made them both.
Lead back to 13.
Billingsley. Billingsley's jumper from the free throw line's up and no good. 2:32 to go. I think it's too much of a hill to climb now, Coach.
Well, it is, especially with them running a lot of clock on every possession.
And they've got a lot of ball handlers. So, and as I say that, we steal one. And we turn it right back over.
They've run a minute off this possession.
Baker with a basketball. Curley. looking to trap Curley. Curley breaks it on her own. Man, we're going to get the steal from Baker. Smith up the floor, and she's fouled by number 33, Clara Crawford. 1:42 to go. Vols trail 44-31. But only the second team foul, or third team foul.
That foul went on Crawford, her third personal.
And Brock's shot is up and no good. But Smith gets a steal and fires another laser up there. No good. She goes for the putback and fouls, and she'll go line shooting too. You missed that laser, didn't you, Coach, off the side of the rim?
That foul went on. Missed what, Coach? Rust?
The laser. The laser shot at the basket. She misses the first free throw. Diamond Heflin, well.
Apparently she's going in for Smith.
She must be. And Smith made the free throw. Coach, as a player, you know if you make your free throw, you're coming out, but if you miss it, you get to stay in. You think that's ever entered a player's mind?
I don't. Well, it might get you another shot at a field goal.
Yeah,
you
know? I know. I mean.
I think I would go ahead and try to hit it, though.
We've got a call away from the basketball. It's going to be on Mia Lindsay. I think it was on Grace Crawford, and they'll go down and shoot two.
And that was Mia's fourth personal foul. Garrett will be at the line for the Lions.
Garrett's a freshman.
Well, she's done a good job tonight.
Coming off the bench. First free throw's good. 45-32, 1:29 to go here in the girls' game. Boys will follow. Second shot up, no good. Diamond Heflin on the rebound, up to Billingsley. Billingsley brings it up the side, looks down to Mia Lindsay. Mia gets to the basket, tries to get the pass over to Diamond Heflin. Diamond can't handle it, but we get the loose ball. Indy Glenn fires up a three. That shot's up and no good, and they're going to call Mia Lindsay for the foul.
And that's going to wrap up Mia for tonight, her fifth.
That'll Bailey James will substitute in for her. And that's going to send Emma Curley to the line shooting two. The six-footer.
What grade is Emma in?
She's a junior, Coach.
And what about Muniker?
Muniker's
a junior. Okay.
They do not have a senior on the team.
So we'll be dealing with this same group next year.
Curley's good shooter's roll there. Back rim, front rim rolls in. Misses a second, but... And Crawford's going to get called for the push. And we're going to go down and shoot. That's a way to make it last now. 1:11 to go. Vols trail by 14. They fall hard tonight, though, Coach. And they had their chances, but just let it get away from them, really, in the end of the third period.
Well, and yeah, and during that third period where it got away, and then, you know, the rebounding differential has been a factor.
Diamond Heflin makes the first.
That's been the biggest factor in the game is the way they've dominated the glass tonight.
Heflin made them both. 46-34, lead down to 12, but only 1:11 to play. Baker with the basketball. Baker up to Muniker. Muniker going to drive, look to dish it down to Crawford, and I think, oh my goodness. Possession, jump ball called, and that is going to be Volunteer basketball. Under a minute to go. James. Over to, looking to fire one up quick, and that's what Brock did. She just didn't hit anything with it. 52 seconds to go. Curley looking inbound the ball, gets it into Baker, back to Curley. Back to Baker. Baker, pass is stolen away. Good job there by Brock. Brock having a good job, a good night tonight. And Brock caught a cramp. There she and now she's hit the floor again. This catching up with her as they check on her, and we take a full timeout here. The Poacher South timeout. Lead down to 10, 42 seconds to go right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Atkinson Homes offers energy-efficient homes built by Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier with options ranging from 3 to 5 bedrooms, including tiny homes. All homes come with brand-new name-brand appliances, air and heat pump installation, and a 1-year warranty. Atkinson Homes has received best customer service and top-notch dealer awards from the Alabama Manufactured Housing Commission. Financing options include home loans, FHA loans, VA loans, and land and home packages. Delivered and trim out are completed to code. Atkinson Homes is located in Childersburg across from Cadence Bank, online at atkinsonhomes.net.
Alta Point Health needs caring people to support and assist those who are living with mental illness. If you're passionate about helping others, want to join a growing healthcare company, and are ready to love what you do, then Alta Point Health is looking for you. Visit altapoint.org to apply.
A good coach will tell you that defense wins championships. When it comes to flu season, a good defense can help keep the flu from invading your home. The drugstore now features grab-and-go flu defense kits with essential flu meds and supplies. Have a college student in your home? These are perfect for taking back to school. The phone number to the drugstore is 256-354-3784. Located next to the Clay County Hospital, where your health is their main concern. The drugstore, proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
We welcome you back as the Lions get it inbound into Baker. 40 seconds to go. They get it up here to Garrett, and we're going to have another Poultry Slough timeout here, trying to save a possession. Coach, she tried to take another full. That would have been the fourth, but they didn't let her have this one, so they.
In a moment, Rusty, we're going to get this clock run out and end this game. And it looks for all intents and purposes like Briarwood is about to wrap up the area title here.
We'll be the number 2 seed, which will put us against Shelby County, the 3 seed, in Briarwood at some time week after next. They'll meet sometime probably the end of next week. I don't know if you heard me mention earlier. Don't remember if it was on the air, but Sylacauga and Shelby County is playing the last area game on Tuesday. So they'll probably meet Wednesday more than likely and kind of iron
out. You would think so with the area tournament coming up that next week.
And I got to doing the math in my head. The boys are not – it's not officially over. It could be after tonight, but there is a – foul by Diamond Heflin in the backcourt. That'll send Baker to the line shooting two. But the way I've got it, Sylacauga's lost two. None. One. I'm sorry. They've lost one game in boys action. We've lost two. And Briarwood has lost one. So if Shelby County could beat, we would have to win, and Shelby County would have to beat Sylacauga, and it would be a tie. I know that's not very realistic, but it is the way it works.
Well, we had an intentional foul called on Ashante Smith.
Curly makes the line,
makes the first one.
See if Coach Bishop, I think it looks like he's going to substitute, and maybe he's going to tell him that no need to foul from this point. What's your estimated guess what's about to happen, Coach?
I don't know.
They're going to get the ball inbound, and nobody's going to go down and cover number 21 there, Claire Anderson. She's going to lay it up and in.
Her only points of the game.
50-36, 10 seconds to go. Balls with a basketball. Glenn down the baseline, going to fire up a shot. It's going to be up and no good. And the Lady Lions are going to come out victorious and win the area. They'll be hosting the area tournament here in a couple of weeks. We'll obviously be informing you how that goes. And the Volunteers will be the number two seed, where they'll be facing off against Shelby County in round one. We'll total up some stats, come back, close this one out, and get ready for the boys matchup right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network at Classic Country 90.9.
Hey, Vols fans, you know, Classic Country 90.9 is a non-commercial radio station, which means we can't air regular advertising that contains calls to action or language suggesting you should purchase something. Meaning, we have to state more facts rather than use a lot of adjectives and verbs to convey messages. Even what you're hearing right now isn't considered an advertisement. It's a message. And this message is clear. Toyota of Sylacauga. Work the drive and they'll prove it. We can say that because it's their tagline. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
This is the Marble City Urology Post-Game Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We have you back here to Classic Country 90.9. This is Rusty Taylor. I'm joined by Coach Jerry Wayne, Coach Chris Heron, and Heath Bone here doing the streaming. Coach, before we get ready to move into the boys' games, let's close out this girls' game where the Volunteers fall 50-36. Give us a few stats of how we got to that point.
Well, the Vols hung in this game till the middle of the third quarter, and that's when it got away with them. The rebounding battle finally took its toll as the Briarwood team had 40 rebounds to 23, a 17-point difference there. The turnovers were fairly equal. Looking at the individual scoring, two players in double figures for the Vols. Norial Brock with 11, Zakiria Heflin with 10, and then looking at the Briarwood score, they also had two in double figures. Sasha Muniker with 15 points, Emma Curley with 14, and Emma Curley played an all-around good floor game for the Lions as well. So the Lions clinched the area title, will host the area tournament, and the Vols will look to close out the regular season next week with two more games before the area tournament the week after.